Welcome to the FAMU Yerushalmi Shira, sponsored in the schus of the Hatzlacha of Klai Yisrael on all its fronts. We're holding a Pesachim Daf Chof Dalet in the Hoiz V'Hodar edition, Perek Shlishi, towards the end of Halacha Beis. We're starting it with Aleph in the second line. The Gemara addresses again things you have to be careful with not to make the dough chavetz. So says the Gemara, Taman Amrinon, we learned over there, Tarkato means a donut, which means it's a dough which is very soft. We're talking about a dough, the Navik of Chavetz. So, make sure to make one at a time. Not multiple, because they may touch each other and become Chavetz. That's what the Gemara says, trait Tlasa Osir. Ella, Ain Shazag Yadurimai. You can't make 2-3 unless he washes his hand in between. Tani, Koftiyois Beraisiois. These are the type of barrels that come from Beirut. And they have in them koisach, which has in it some dough. Tzorich levar, you assume it's chametz, you have to get rid of it. Hoyer beise be'elin palolino tzorich levar. This is a type of grain that used to put it together with flour. It has a problem of chametz. The Gemara now goes back to the last part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if you have botzek acherish, the deaf botzek, which means you don't know what's the status of his botzek, if it became chametz or not. So explains the Gemara of Om Shabirichon botzek shetzinin. He let it cool off. Because when the botzek is not cold, it has simonim, it has signs that if it's chametz or not. But here that it cooled off, you don't know if it's chametz. So what did Mishnah say? You have to compare it to another botzek, another dough that was done at the same time. If that became chametz, so this is probably chametz as well. Says the Gemara, what happens if there was no other dough that became chametz? How will he measure if this dough is chametz or not? So Yaakov Barakor Avulo the Kisri Moshe Chanino Ad Kedehiluch Arbos Mil. If it stayed for the time it takes to walk for a meal, then clearly it's chametz. Reb Chaim says that's only if Lordy Sasek, but if he wasn't dealing with it, he wasn't touching it. But if he was touching it, so then it may not be chametz for a longer time. Halacha Gimel Zok the Mishnah. Keitzan Mafrishim Cholastumo Biyontif. So this is the Mishnah that we saw on the end of Maseches Erevin. The Gemara at the end of Maseches Erevin brought it. When you have a dough that became tummy and it's on Pesach, you have a problem with the challah. Why? Because when you're going to do a Farshas challah, that challah is tummy and you can't eat it. So usually you can't touch a challah which is tummy. But here, if you do a Farshas challah and it's tummy and you leave it alone, it'll become chametz. So what do you do with the challah tum biyontif? So says the Mishnah, what she will do is, the woman who is baking the bread, she won't decide which part is challah until it's baked. And as we'll see in the Gemara, because each piece of challah could be the one that she's taking for herself, or it could be the one which is challah, that's why she can bake the whole thing. And then once she takes out whatever she keeps for herself, she leaves in the oven the one that she designates as challah. And then she leaves it in the oven and lets it burn on Yom Tov. Take the challah, put it into cold water. Rabbi Eliezer did not like the solution because maybe she won't be careful enough and will come chametz. Challah, I'm not muzer. We're not muzer. We don't have the lav to bal yor bal yimotze. Why? Because it doesn't belong to the yid. It's a challah. It belongs to the kohen. There's no kohen who owns it. And then mafashto, she puts it aside, the challah. Umanachta derev, she lets it wait till the evening. If it gets chametz, it's fine. It doesn't bother me that it becomes chametz. Says the Gemara, Masniso, shenitmes la'acha gilgulo. What's a gilgul? Gil is when you're finishing preparing the dough. It's called the gilgul. So once it became tome, after the gilgul is ready, chayav and chalo. So you have a big dough, and the dough was megulgul. So it's chayav and chalo. And then it became tome, and now you have to come to the solution of our Mishnah. Aval nimnitmes koidin the gilgulo. But if it became tome before it was prepared and finished, yeah, said no kavin. You make it kavin. What's kavin? So this is Rulun in Maseches Chalo, that in order to be chayov in Chalo, you need to have a kav and a roiva kav. You have to have one kav and a quarter. That's the amount needed to be chayov in Chalo. So make sure that to make pieces of dough, that each one will be only a kav. Yeah, said no kavin means will be a shear of a kav only and not more. And in mail, there will be no chiyuv Chalo, so there will be no problem. Says the Gemara also, our Mishnah is talking about Belasha B'Yom Tov. She's preparing the dough on Yom Tov. Avim lo shomer erev yom tov. She did an erev yom tov. Kado detani, as we saw in the brayso, halashi yisoy be yom tov, afresh chalos be yom tov. If you do put the, you make the yisoy, you prepare the dough on yom tov, so you do afresh chal on yom tov. But lo shomer erev yom tov is shochach lafresh chaloso. But if she did the dough before yom tov, she forgot to do afresh chal, also the talto, you're not allowed to move it. Vein tzuch loyim elitul imena. You're not allowed to move the whole dough, and for sure you can't take challah from it. Why not? It's a shavuos derabanan. Because you're not allowed to do trumas and maizos and the same thing by challah on yontav itself. But if she did the dough on yontav, then rabbanan would not gozer. So our mishnah that says, what do you do with the challah? How do you do it? It's only in the case that it was done on yontav. It was done before yontav. You're not allowed to touch this dough. Kedir is the one that chodal damul beis. Says, iris, what's iris? When you start preparing the dough. So the lisha is making the flour into dough and finishing the dough. When you do gilgul, it means you completely finish the dough, is 100% ready. Iris is when you start. You put the water into the flour, you start in the process of lisha, but you didn't finish it. So where's Medayak? We said if she did the lisha, she did the gilgul, erev yomtev, she can't do a first shchal on yomtev. So says the Gemara, iris lo yomar. Elalash, ha'iris loy. Now we said the only lisha. Lisha means you finished the lisha, did the gilgul. But here is only the beginning of the lisha, no. Even though Mikaradin, Chazal said, should try to do a fresh eschalo already from the time of the lisha. Don't wait for the gilgul. So what's bothering the Gemara is if you could do that fresh eschalo before Yamtiv, so you should do, you're not allowed to do that in Yamtiv. So why is the Bryce saying that by lisha, the din is that you now, if you did the lisha of yontiv, you now don't do that first schal on yontiv. Even if you did the iris of yontiv, you should not be able to do that first schal on yontiv. Says the Gemara of Shmuel, Chodar Beracho, Tipoter Beisot Meo. The Bryce is talking about when the dough is tome. Shein Yofish Chaloso, Ela Basoif. Then you do a first schal only in the end of the process. And why is that so? As the Gemara goes on to explain. Also, in a isa tohiru, a dough which is tohiru, the din should have been shalafish chaloso ele basoif. The first shchal should be in the end. That's when you have the ikar chiyuv. Before that, you could do it, but you're not mechuyev yet. But takana tiknu bo shalafishen atchilo shalotetam esa iso. But they split. Rabbanan gave a special takana. Tried to do a first shchal earlier, so we don't want the dough to become tohiru. If you do a first shchal, the chal hopefully will remain tohiru, even if the dough becomes tohiru a little later. But if the dough is already tohiru, so then we don't have a din to do a fresh in the beginning. That's what the Braisa says, that as long as the lisha did not end before Yom Tev, you could do a fresh schal on Yom Tev, even though the Irus, even though the beginning of the process started before Yom Tev. Says the Gemara Mastis, so this Braisa we just mentioned, if you didn't do it on Yom Tev, don't do on Yom Tev. We're talking about Yom Tev Shal Pesach. The Afkan Pesach, that becomes Chometz. How about Tzeres U'Bechag Mutar? But other Yomim Tovim, like Shavuos and Sukkos, you're allowed to do it. Why? Because there's no chashash of chametz, so maybe Chazal there allowed you to do on yomtiv. Only Pesach, we said, don't wait for yomtiv. You could do it there on yomtiv. You have a problem that may come to chimutz. Says the Gemara, no. You're not allowed to do this the fresh chal if you could done it before in any yomtiv, not only Pesach. Why? It says not to do melacha on yomtiv. There's a heter to do oichal nefesh, but only something you could have done before, couldn't have done before yomtiv. Something you had the option to do it before Yom Tev that you cannot do on Yom Tev. Says the Gemara, if so, ma beino leknivas yerek shel trumo. Meaning, knivas yerek means to take out the psoilus, the dirt from the vegetable that you allow to do on Yom Tev. Now, the Gemara says knivas yerek shel trumo. It's made out of trumo. We talk about trumo. So, Reb Chaim points out that it's not clear why trumo. We talk about any knivas yerek, any cutting of vegetables on Yom Tev. So says Reb Chaim, really not necessarily talking about Trumo, just quoting a lashon of a Mishnah, Maseches Edios, that there it says, Knivas Yerek Shel Trumo. So again, Gemara goes back to the question and asks, why regarding cutting the vegetable you're allowed to do in Yom Tev, and to do a first Shechal you're not allowed to? So Gemara, Zeru Ru'i L'Achilo, V'Zu Eino Ru'i L'Achilo. Meaning, the vegetable you can eat even without cutting off the psoilus. It's still edible. Just want to make it better. So that you're already dealing with Oichel Nefesh, you could do it. But here, if you don't do a fresh challah, it's not food. You can't eat it. So therefore, you're not allowed to deal with it if you could have done it before Yom Tov. It's much more of a tikkun to create food than just to fix a food which is already something which is edible. Says the Gemara, "Bein the kisrim bayin ma beino lebur kidneys beYom Tov. Kidneys are legumes, and you're allowed to do brayer on Yom Tov." As the Mishnah in Beitza tells me that according to Rabbi Silil, bur kedarkoi bechekoi v'tamcho, you could do a brayer and you could do it on Yom Tov. What is the reason you could do it on Yom Tov? Because Oichel Nefesh is mutar on Yom Tov. You're allowed to cook, you're allowed to bake on Yom Tov. You're also allowed to do boyer on Yom Tov. So if so, a fresh chal, you should also be able to do on Yom Tov. As Reb Chaim goes on to explain. By Truma and Maisa, I understand why you can't do that on Yom Tov. Because usually Truma and Maisa you do in large quantities. The din is that anything you do in large quantities, you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. So like plowing is also on Yom Tov, or harvesting. Because usually you don't do it only for the food of Yom Tov, you do much more. Things there is very specific for what you're eating today that you could do on Yom Tov. That's the chiluk of Eichel Nefesh. So Truma and Maisa, people usually do Truma and Maisa for large quantities. They do it, Truma, you do it very early when it's still in the field. So that's something you can't do on Yom Tov. But challah that you do once the dough is ready, so that's really part of the melach of melachas Eichel Nefesh, which is mutter, like cooking and baking. So the Gemara asks, the same way I could do boireh, and you don't say you should have done it before Yom Tov, because it's part of the preparation of the food. So also you should be able to do a fresh challah because it's part of the preparation of the food. And according to this, even if the challah was ready to be taken out before Yom Tov, it still should be allowed to be done on Yom Tov. And the Gemara brings this question and stays with the question. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Chof Daled.